This audio is brought to you by Yakutimi, Voice of the Web. 40 questions for any long-term precious metals investor. Invariably, as the price of silver and gold begins moving higher, more investors will be drawn into the mostly paper precious metals market. Most of these buyers will be looking only at the price, and could therefore be setting themselves up for a substantial disappointment. Many will simply take their losses and exit the market feeling scorned, perhaps never to return. Those who see few alternatives, or who perhaps actually take delivery of physical metal, will be faced with a steep learning curve that will hopefully be overcome by necessity at the least, and curiosity at best. The importance of asking questions. All long-term precious metal investors will probably at some point end up asking themselves the following questions about the precious metals market. This helps illustrate the complexity of what seems to be on the surface a quite simple and barbarous investment. Furthermore, it is those who can answer most of these questions that will be more likely to see the connections and the good reasons to keep at least some portion of their wealth diversified into precious metals. 40 questions long-term precious metals investors should look to answer. 1. What is a futures contract? 2. What is a short or long position? 3. What does concentration mean? 4. What is a market corner? 5. What is a margin call? 6. What is stock to flow, and why does it matter? 7. What is paper versus physical? 8. What is the ratio of paper gold or silver versus physical? 9. Why is that ratio important? 10. What is the silver/gold ratio? 11. What is covering? 12. How many ounces of gold are there per futures contract? 13. What does J.P. Morgan Chase have to do with the commodities market? 14. What does it mean to deliver into a commodities contract? 15. What is a short squeeze? 16. What is a net for exchange traded fund? 17. Why is FIN flow important? 18. What is the CFTC? 19. Why has the CFTC been investigating the silver futures market for 5 years? 20. What does J.P. Morgan Chase have to do with the aluminum market? 21. Why does Germany want its gold repatriated, i.e. returned to Germany? 22. Why does